in high school and in OSU, were you dating?
Yes. Yes, I dated. I joined the fraternity, and so we had a lot of social functions that required having dates for and so forth.
Did you meet anybody special at OSU?
Well, I did. In my junior year, I met Myrna, who at the beginning of my senior year and the beginning of her junior year, we got married.
So what was her maiden name?
Myrna Holloman.
Did that click right off? You felt rapport?
We did. We were introduced by mutual friends. One of them called me one day and says, "We've met someone for you." And I said, "Okay." So anyway, then we hit it off immediately.
Eventually married. What year were you married?
1968.
Children from that marriage?
Yes. Two sons.
And their names?
David Brandon Campbell and Brent Douglas Campbell.
They're married, and now you have grandchildren.
Yes, four granddaughters. One family lives in Athens, Georgia, and the other in Scarsdale, New York.
When you graduated from OSU, you graduated in 69.
Right.
Then do you go to work right away?
I came to Tulsa because I wanted to live here. Myrna had 1 year to finish in education at OSU, and so we wanted to be somewhere close, you know, together. I knew there wouldn't be work in Stillwater, so I came to Tulsa, and the first job I applied for, I was hired.
And who hired you?
J. Richard Blissett.
And he had that business a while?
Yes.
So he had established a name, perhaps?
Yes, he had, and he did more contemporary work, which was very interesting to me. I was more oriented that direction. I had some wonderful professors at OSU. Christine Salmon is a doctor of architecture. They were from Pennsylvania. Her husband had been brought to OSU as the head of the School of Architecture, so she couldn't teach in the same department that he was the head of. So she was an interior designer, and she was absolutely wonderful. She would take us on field trips to New York and introduce us to incredible worlds and incredible people and teach us incredible philosophies. So she had an architectural bent in her teaching, and it was something that I responded to very, very greatly. One of the things that Dr. Salmon taught us was less is more, which is a very, 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 very famous quote from the mid-century architect Mies van der Rohe. It means sometimes when you have less of something, it becomes more important than if you have a lot of clutter surrounding either a piece of architecture or, in my case, an interior, that if you make a statement with fewer pieces, it's more than if you have a bunch of clutter. All of a sudden, you don't see anything. You don't focus on anything.
Then there are those who would say less is more.
Less is a bore, yes. My friend Charles Fadre would tell me that.